Hello, my friend. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. The arrival of Easter at the end of March has thrown me a little. The kids have already had their spring break as well. I'm having a little bit of a difficult time recognizing that we are honestly into the month of April and the spring season is full on, though I am absolutely open to all the gifts that spring will deliver. Does it seem real to you that spring is here? Is winter well and truly in the rearview mirror where you live? Or are cold temperatures lingering? If so, soon enough, they will pass, and I bet it won't take too much time till you are finding signs of spring. Not only spring, but summer, which is creeping up fast. There are a few months left of the school year, and now that we've returned from the fun-filled spring break, the kids are going to be enjoying brighter classrooms, more outdoor time, and light when they get home so they can play outside. I wonder if your kid's school is participating in the Music Matters Challenge. What is that, you ask? I'm glad you did. Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter John Ondrasik, known as platinum-selling Five for Fighting, created the challenge with Kaylee Tolman of the Tolman Family Office after the two of them and a group of young students composed an original song, Let Music Fill My World, expressing why music mattered in their lives. The students wrote all of the verses and created a music video with the help of seasoned music industry producers. As a part of this effort, the Tolman Family Office fully funded a full-time music teacher for the students at Chicago's Farragut Career Academy, which propelled the idea to create the Music Matters Challenge. This year's challenge launched March 26th, and it will run through April 30th. Coinciding with Music in Our Schools Month. It's an online music challenge that will help raise awareness and dedicate resources for music programs in the nation's underserved schools. Two grand prizes will be awarded, a $10,000 cash award for one individual, plus the opportunity to select a music teacher to receive a three-year salary and a $25,000 grant for school entries. And did I happen to say that John, yes, the Superman, it's not easy superstar singer, is with us on today's episode? Speaking of superstars, seems like a great time to tell you about one of the podcast sponsors that helps to make these conversations happen. If you know me, you know I'm a tea person, and most often I'm a Bigelow tea person. Constant Comment, their original blend of citrus and spice, is my favorite. Whether I'm sipping it hot in the evenings when taking calls for my radio show, or on chilly spring mornings, the weather is turning, and soon it'll be iced tea season, and it's perfect for that too. Float a few slices of orange on top or add a twist when serving it on special occasions or to friends that have stopped by. They'll be delightfully refreshed and impressed. I've loved Bigelow Teas even before I knew their amazing backstory. It's a family-owned business making teas since 1945. While the precise ingredients are a closely guarded family secret, one is not. Love. Love is blended into every single batch, and they're not stingy on their portions. Constant Comment is a constant favorite, but Bigelow has as many blends as there are special moments in life. I'm sure you'll find your favorite somewhere in their 150 varieties. Their new Whispering Wildflowers with a hint of lavender and a touch of sweetness might be it. I discovered it recently while getting a tour of the Bigelow facility with family tea maker Cindy Bigelow. It soothes and relaxes and reminds you of a spring day, even when the weather isn't cooperating. You'll find Bigelow Tea at your local grocers and discover all their blends at BigelowTea.com. That's BigelowTea.com. Find your favorites. With me on Love Someone today is an old friend, Five for Fighting's John Andrasik. How many years, John, have I known you? I've known you like 25 years. 25 years.
That can't be possible. That cannot be possible.
I know, because we're such young spring chicks, right?
It is great to talk to you, hear the magic voice, and see you after these few
years. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a little bit. Tell me what you're up to. You're up to saving music for kids. You are trying your damnedest to make sure that the children of today and the children of tomorrow have a smidgen of a chance to grow up creating, producing, and enjoying music.
You know, Delilah, when I was in fifth grade and LA Unified cut music funding to our schools, my mom volunteered and came in and started putting on full musicals. I was Tony in West Side Story. So make of that what you will. But those kids, you know, 50 some years later, still talk about how that was such a transformative experience for them. And so music in the schools is, you know, very important to me. It's personal. And I know you agree as an artist, you know how important it is for kids to be exposed to the arts at a very young age. So yeah.
Can I share something here? And I will go on record saying this. I would rather my children be in music and arts classes than be in math or science or English. When you remove the arts, when you remove color and music theory and notes and creative, you remove our brain's ability to process so much more.
It's like a language, right? You know, learning a language as a kid is much easier. And it's also expands your social abilities, working with other people, being able to express yourself. You know, some kids have a hard time expressing themselves with words. Maybe they're shy or it's not in their nature, but music is another voice. And you're right. It not only does it expand the horizons for the arts for kids, but if you look at the schools that have music teachers, the kids do better in the sciences. They do better in math.
So much better. You know, I've raised a lot of kids and a lot of them who struggle with math concepts and scientific concepts. But when they see an experiment where music transforms sand on top of a speaker into a beautiful pattern, all of a sudden their brain is like blown and they understand that it's all connected. Math, waves, sound waves, light waves, it's all connected. And once they get that, everything else comes easier.
You're right. You know, music is not extracurricular. It is critical. And I think that's what we're trying to do for the 4 million kids in America that don't have a music teacher. You know, a year and a half ago, I wrote a song called Let Music Fill My World. I know you'll like that title. And the kids wrote the whole lyric except for the hook. And they were not musicians, Delilah. They weren't prodigy piano players. They just loved music. And through that process, they came out of their shell. They found new friendships. They were empowered. They found their voice. And through this effort, we raised funds with the Tolman Foundation in Chicago for a full-time music teacher for that school for 3 years at $250,000. So they have a music teacher. And that's what this whole Music Matter Challenge is we're trying to take that nationally.
And trying to get other schools to understand. You know, I grew up in a small town called Reedsport, Oregon, John. And when I went to school there, we had an amazing music program. We had a band director. We had a choral director. We had, I don't know how many choirs. You know, we were in every competition statewide. And by we, I don't mean me, but all my friends who took that path were always getting on the bus and going to this, you know, competition and that competition and meeting new friends and expanding their horizons. And we had a pep band and we had a jazz band and we had full orchestrated plays. We did Cinderella with a full orchestra, and it was a tiny town. But how can people get involved so their communities, so their kids, so their grandkids, how can they get involved? Like, where do they go to become a part of this?
Well, it's really simple and it's really fun. It's called the Music Matters Challenge. And what people do, all they have to do is make a little video and tell a story of a music teacher or somebody who made a difference in their lives. And then they either can sing this song, Let Music Fill My World, or play it on an instrument, or dance to it, or paint a picture. And through that process, we will have 10 finalists at the end of April, and we'll select the finalists for the public to vote. And the winner will win $10,000 and also participate with us in providing a music teacher for 3 years at $300,000 for a school that doesn't have one. There's also a school prize. So as you were talking about, school bands, school choirs, jazz clubs, they can also enter the contest and compete against other schools for a $25,000 grant. All you have to do is make your video, go to the website, letmusicfillmyworld.com, and all the instructions are there to enter. But you know what, Delilah? What it's really about is making the nation aware of the 4 million kids, just like the school you were talking about, who lost their music teacher, who lost their music funding. And our end goal with this project, this Let Music Fill My World project, is that every school in America has a music teacher. And we're not going to stop till we make that happen.
So if I called, like, say, I don't know, Rachel Platten or Winona or any of my musical friends and had them help me make a video for our school in Reedsport, would that be breaking some of the rules? I'm just wondering. Asking for a friend.
Are you kidding me? You are the rule breaker. That's why you're the world maker. You know? No, everybody.
How about Michael? I could call Michael Bublé and have him just sing the hook for me and then get the kids to dance to it.
You know what? You know, that would be incredible. And I know Michael, and I know he'd do it. Look, every artist who's had the blessings to be successful in this business, there was somebody in their life that made a difference for them, that gave them the inspiration, a voice teacher, a music teacher.
Who for you? Who? I mean, it sounds like your mom clearly, but who else? Who else poured that love? For me, it was the Kanegi brothers who believed in me when I was in junior high and high school. They owned the local radio station. Who was it for you that said, this kid's got it. He's got a gift and I want to see it blossom and grow. And I want to see the fruit of that happen. Who is it?
I've had a couple. One was Mr. Stryker. He was my high school English teacher, but he was also an aspiring bass player. So teaching was his way to make a living while he pursued his artistic career. He'd wear a leather jacket to class. When we had to write our final, he let me write my whole final on Steely Dan, Asia record. So that guy alone gave me the inspiration and the courage to go after it. And the other funny story for me is once I got out of college and I was pursuing music, I met a guy named Rudy Sarzo, who was the bass player for Quiet Riot, Whitesnake, and Ozzy Osbourne. And this guy became my mentor. He was a Klaus Barry Manilow fan.
Wait, back up. You are the king. You, John Ondrasik, Superman, you have been the king of my radio show for 25 plus years with your sappy ballads of victory and love and heartbreak and reconciliation and healing the world and saving the world. And you're telling me an Ozzy Osbourne white snake dude mentored you?
It was like Almost Famous, the movie. I was the little kid. They would take me on the road. I'd go up the elevators and they say, you can go in that room, but you can't go in that room. Hey, and at that time, Whitesnake's biggest hit was Is This Love? So they were singing about love, even Whitesnake back then.
Yeah, it's true. There are no ballads like rock ballads when it comes to love songs.
And, you know, to this day, he is my biggest supporter and he's making his own video to support the Music Matters Challenge, because he has a story too, and he's lived his dream. So whether you're Rudy Sarzo from Whitesnake, Michael Bublé, Winona Judd, go down the list, whoever it is, I think we all, you know, Delilah, we live in this time where we're so divided on everything and there's so much turmoil. If there's one thing we can all agree on, is that every kid deserves music in their lives. So I think it's something we can all come together on and have a lot of fun, you know, spreading the word, singing the songs. And you can sing it. You don't need Michael Bublé to sing it. You can sing Let Music Fill My World, Delilah. You have a good voice. You are the voice for the masses. You've been beloved for generations. You can sing, let music fill my world, let music fill my world. Delilah, if you could sing, let music fill my world. That's it.
Yeah, well, since I have a two-note range, if you showed it to me on the piano, I could probably play it. You know what I mean?
Okay,
I could just do that. You can show me that on the piano. But I'm going to see who we can get. For my kids, we've lived in the same town now for over 20 years. So not my first batch of kids that I raised, but my second and third and fourth batch of kids that I've raised have all had a guy named Mike Allen, who is our local high school choral director. And all of the grade schools and junior highs now in our town, there's six grade schools, there's three junior highs, there's one high school. All the teachers at the grade school level and at the junior high level are his former students, are his proteges.
Oh.
And they've all come home to continue the legacy. So in our little town, music is really important. The town I grew up in, Reedsport, that needs this grant really bad, they're starting over. They're starting from scratch. So I'm gonna be there tomorrow. I'm gonna go meet with the staff, the radio station in the high school, and we're gonna win this grant. We're gonna figure out. I'm gonna load the deck. I'm gonna stack the deck. I'm gonna figure out it's public that's voting.
It is public vote.
Public votes.
That's right. Well,
talk about this on my radio show and stack the deck. I'm admitting it. Okay. I'm admitting it. I'm putting it out there.
You know, schools like you're talking about is exactly what this is all about. You know, small town schools, inner city schools. And again, Delilah, this is just phase one. This is the phase one of our, you know, effort for this. And, I can't wait to hear your school's rendition of Let Music Fill My World. I know I'm going to cry, and I know that you're going to be a huge part of it.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I love, John? I've known you all these years, and I see a spark in you about this. Like, this is filling your Superman cape.
You know, I've seen music make miracles. You know, Delilah, a story that I tell a lot and that I think really reflects why this matters is I was just when Superman came out, just very early after that, it was embraced by the autistic community. And a lot of families would bring their autistic children to my shows. And one show I was walking off stage and there was a boy there with his mom, and he was probably around 10 or 11. And he was severely on the spectrum. He could not interact with you. He was kind of having an episode. And his mom kind of said, hey, here's the Superman singer. Here's the Superman guy. And this boy, as soon as he heard that, he stopped his episode. He stood up. He walked right up to my face, 2 inches away from my face. And he sang to me verbatim, Superman, the whole song, right to my face. And at that moment, I'm like, there's something about music that we don't understand. There's something healing. There's something so universal that every kid needs to be exposed to this. Whether you're an autistic kid, or you're a kid that doesn't have autism, it's like there's something there for everybody. But that was really kind of revealing to me about the secrets that we still have yet to uncover about the music therapy and why everybody as a child needs to be exposed to these amazing music teachers that you're talking about.
I saw a beautiful video on social media the other day. It was somebody who lived in a nursing home, and clearly Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, the memory was gone. And she was just kind of sitting there rocking, and they asked her what day it was. She didn't know. They asked her what she wanted to eat. She didn't know. They asked her if she wanted to sit down at the piano, and they led her over to the piano. And she started playing Mozart, like a symphony. Yeah. She couldn't remember if she had brushed her teeth, but she remembered every note. And as she was playing, you saw the youth in her, the beauty in her, the passion just come back and embody her and take over. That is the power of music.
It's infinite. It's infinite. And that's such a beautiful story.
And, you know, the reason... People think the reason that my show is successful is because I have a soothing voice at night, and that's a little part of it. I'm not going to discount or not give God the credit for the voice that he gave me to speak, but it's when you take a situation you're in and it's married with a song that speaks to your heart. Those notes stay in your DNA, I'm convinced, for the rest of your life, because all I have to do is hear the first couple of notes. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. That song has so much meaning to me for a situation I was in 45 years ago. I don't know. I hear 1 or 2 notes of Bread, Baby I'ma Want You, and bam, I'm back in Dee Dee's bedroom, sitting on the floor, listening to the album on the turntable, crying buckets of tears over whatever boy it was at the time that I was crying buckets of tears over. It transports you. You become a time traveler. When I listen to Superman, when I listen to your music, I am a time traveler to where I was in my parenthood with my children the moment that song became a part of our vernacular. Music can make you leap tall buildings. It can reduce you to rubble. Adele can reduce me to rubble in 2 or 3 notes. It makes you a time traveler. You're instantly transported back to that memory. And it makes you a part of immortality.
So well said. Yeah, nothing marks our memories better than music. It's instinctual. It's in our synapses of our brain. You know, for me, whether it's Stevie Wonder and Songs in the Key of Life or Purple Rain or P. Peter Frampton comes alive. It's like, I can tell you where I was, who I was, where I was in my stage of musical development by albums, my Led Zeppelin phase, you know, of course, Billy and Elton, you know, you're so right. And music defines history. You can go back and listen to music of different eras and understand the times in ways you can't understand through, you know, reading an article or even seeing a documentary. Listen to the music of the 60s, right? It gives you a sense of the times. And I think you could even say that now, you know, for better or worse. But yeah, you know, Three Times a Lady was my song that broke my heart when the girl that I had a crush on kind of said, sorry, buddy. So Three Times a Lady, whenever I hear that, I'm like, come on, Lionel. I thought I got over her.
You know, my mom and dad both loved music. My dad had a band. He loved music, country western, and he played in a band. He was the band. But my mom loved her records, and she had stacks of 45s, and she would stack them up, you know, and then they would drop down and play. And when they finished, she would just flip them over and listen again to, you know, four, five, six songs, whatever it was. And I remember her dancing in our kitchen. She had painted the floor of our kitchen. We lived in a falling down old farmhouse, and she found floor paint and painted and speckled the floor of our kitchen. So it was magical. It was whimsical. And she would dance around the kitchen, you know, when she was cooking or whatever, to Three Coins in a Fountain. And these songs that I remember, they're in my soul. They're in my DNA. They're a part of me, and those memories are a part of me. And then, you know, as soon as I started school, music was a part of us. We played the recorder. We learned a million songs. We had little school productions. We had little plays. We had performances, Easter performance, Christmas performance, spring concerts. Kids need that. They need those opportunities.
There's an amazing young woman named Najee in Chicago who co-wrote Let Music Fill My World. And she actually sings the bridge of the song, which is very powerful. And at the beginning of the class, we talk about, you know, how do you use music in your life and what matters to you? And she said something about her mom. You know, she said, look, sometimes my mom and I don't see eye to eye and we have a hard time chatting, you know, and talking. Imagine a teenage girl and her mother having that
hard time.
Yeah.
Not that I'm going through it right now with my 15-year-old. No, not at all.
Yeah, no, that never happens. But what she said was music is what brings us together. And sometimes when we're kind of having a spat, instead of kind of arguing or going to our rooms or carrying a grudge, we'll sit down and we'll listen to music together. We'll listen to records. We'll play songs for each other. And through that process, we kind of find a common bound. And then we can maybe talk about things in a different tone and a different demeanor. So she actually is so wise at 18 years old, 17 years old, to understand that music is a way for her to communicate with her mom. So that just goes to what you're saying, that it's universal, it's infinite, it's so important. And I think for her, that taught me a great lesson as well. I learned so much from these kids. You know, they really, in many ways, were my teachers, and it was a true blessing for me to have that experience.
Now, is this limited to schools in America? Because I also sponsor a school in West Africa, and they love music. Like, could I get Point Hope? You've been on our Point Hope board for years. Could we get Point Hope to jump in here?
I would love it. I would love Point Hope to do their version of Let Music Fill My World, because it's not Let Music Fill America. It's Let Music Fill My World, which is everybody, every kid. So boy, I cannot wait to hear that version. Now you got chills running down my back, Delilah.
We've got a couple of kids that go to our school in Ghana, John, who are gifted, so gifted. Their voices are like the voices of angels. So I'm going to see if they could do it like in the native language there. It's called Twi. Do a couple of, my mind is spinning now thinking if we had, because we've got dressmakers, had the dressmakers make fab. And when is this over? When do we have to have it in by?
We have the whole month. It doesn't end till the end of April.
Ah, so if we had, I could have the dressmakers make some cool dresses out of the batik fabric that the kids make. This could be very cool.
Oh my God, amazing. We might even have to extend the contest with all your ideas.
No kidding. Amazing. No kidding, because now my mind is just going. My mind is going. I mean, I'm thinking about Reed Sport. I'm thinking about Ghana. I'm thinking about, you know, the series Playing for Change. Do you ever watch them?
No, I don't know.
There's a little thing on social media. It started out as a little thing where they go around to different places in the world and they record people, you know, indigenous people playing their local native instruments with a song, like Stand By Me was the first one I saw. And they film it and then they layer it. So they'll have 15 layers of voices and instruments from all over the world. If we could get Playing for Change to do your song with kids from all over the world, this could be amazing.
Winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That would be so cool to see kids in Indonesia and kids in the islands.
You know, I think anybody and everybody can sing this song. And since you mentioned it, Delilah, for your listeners, you don't have to be a singer to enter this contest. I don't want to hear that excuse. I'm not a singer. Frankly, if you're not a singer, more entertaining for the rest of us.
I know, but I can drum. I got drums. I got 20 different kinds of drums. I can do the drum.
Drum it. Amen.
But I'll let Baby D. I'll let Delilah and Shayla and my girls who can sing like angels sing. But now my mind is going. Now my mind is going.
That's the fun part of this, because it's about being creative. How can you be creative and separate yourself from the pack? You know, you don't need to just stand there and sing it. You know, be creative. Use drums. Use your friends. Sing in different languages. You know, choreograph a dance. That's why it's so cool. It's wide open. It's a blank canvas. So everybody, take your best shot.
Take your best shot. Okay, tell people once again where to go and how to upload their video.
All the information is on letmusicfillmyworld.com. All you have to go there, there's videos, there's information, there's instruction on how to enter the Music Matters Challenge. And if you ever have any questions, you can also email me at the Fight for Fighting website, fightforfighting.com, email John, and I'll help you through it. And each and every person who enters are participating in bringing a music teacher to a school that does not have one. So we all have a role to play. And Delilah, I cannot wait for the versions that you create, because your mind, Your creativity is unmatched in this landscape.
I am on it, John. I am on it like a bonnet. I'm going to pull out the big guns here. I'm going to see who I can get and stack the deck so that Reed Sport Oregon and our school for Point Hope in Ghana gets a grant for a music teacher. Not that I don't want everybody to have one. Obviously, I do. But selfishly, it's on. It's on.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Okay, so everybody go to letmusicfillmyworld.com and then watch the other videos, get inspired, and let's just get some goodness going on in the world, because God knows we need it right now.
For sure, we certainly do.
Ooh, even my oldest son, who's a police officer, he plays the guitar, he sings. Get his whole force to join.
Oh, God, I would love it. Back to Blue, baby. Come on, Blue. Let's do it.
Let's do it. We are catching up with Five for Fighting's John Andrasik, and we have so much more to talk about. But let me interject with some info about one of today's stellar podcast sponsors. Have you been looking for a milk replacement because you have dairy allergies or sensitivities? Well, I found one that's absolutely amazing. It's Sherry's Hazel Cream, made from Oregon hazelnuts. This plant-based milk stands out from the competitors because it's designed for cooking and baking. It all started because Sherry, who could no longer tolerate dairy products, wanted to make gravy, but not gravy that tasted like coconut or oatmeal. So by enlisting the help of her engineer husband and a friend that's a food scientist, and through much trial and error, Sherry's Hazel Cream was born. Because of a special roasting process, it's very neutral in taste and works with a large variety of recipes. It comes sealed in shelf-stable, easy-to-use, pre-measured portion pods that you place into your blender. Add varying amounts of water to make milk, cream, or even condensed milk for pies and other mouth-watering desserts. It's delicious in mashed potatoes and cakes, in creamy soups, and even casserole dishes. Visit sherryshazelcream.com to learn more about this product, to read Sherry's story, and to place your order. It's at sherryshazelcream.com. C-H-E-R-I-S, hazelcream.com. Use code LOVE24 for 10% off your order. That's Sherry's Hazel Cream and LOVE24. So, in addition to setting the world on fire for music and reminding people that hope and joy and love and connectivity exist in music, you're doing your own music still.
Yeah, no, we're out on the road with the amazing Five for Fighting String Quartet, talking to you from St. Louis now. And at the end of April, we'll be in your neck of the woods. We got three shows in Washington. We'll be down in Portland, where I believe you're in Oregon right now, and down to SoCal. So yeah, just out playing, you know, singing songs and just enjoying being with audiences. It's amazing. And these musicians I play with are just, you know, prodigy New York Broadway players. So they blow my mind every night.
That's got to feel good. Tell me about your new song, the one that you're singing and people are responding to. Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's not a song that I took pleasure in writing, but it's a song that kind of addresses the October 7th attacks by Hamas and basically calling on us to stand up for good and to, just like Superman was a song after 9/11 that kind of provided solace to some Americans and pay tribute to the heroes of 9/11. You know, there's, unfortunately, as you know, Delilah, there's bad actors in this world. And as much as we love to focus on joy and love that you bring to your audience every day, we also have to stand up to the folks who want to tear it all down. And that's kind of what the song's about.
I think sometimes, John, people think that because I'm so kind and so mellow and so sweet at night that I'm just la, 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 happy-go-lucky and never have a care in the world. And they don't realize that I am intensely and acutely aware of how evil has ratcheted up 1,000% in the last few years. A lot of the people that I love wear uniforms. And I do the best that I can to remind people that the only way through it and the only way to come out on the other side of it is if you hold on to a deep faith that there is a purpose, there is a plan, and there is a purpose. And if you will say no to evil, as subtle as it is, and yes to good, yes to faith, yes to God, yes to kindness, yes to love, you're going to make it through.
Well, the honor of my career has been performing for our troops and our police officers and our first responders, and they are the first line of defense for our freedom and allows us to love and have joy. And because there is no love, there is no joy without freedom. And our troops and our first responders are the heart and spine of our country. So I'm with you 100%. And for all our military families and first responders listening, you know, thank you for allowing us to have these wonderful conversations and to be able to do projects like Let Music Fill My World, because without them, there's none of this.
There isn't. So God bless you. And I will see you soon. I will see you in concert soon.
Delilah, thank you for being you. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you soon, honey. If you or someone you know is involved in the school music programs, I encourage you to look into the Music Matters Challenge. If not for this year's participation, then maybe next year's. Visit letmusicfillmyworld.com to keep up to date, because there's nothing extracurricular about music education. John is also currently on his 18-city U.S. tour, backed by a string quartet, showcasing worldwide hit songs from his platinum-selling career. Started in Fargo, North Dakota at the end of March, continues through April 26. He'll be coming to San Juan Capistrano, California, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Chicago, Pittsburgh, Portland, Olympia, and many more cities. He'll be performing many of his mega hits such as Superman, It's Not Easy, 100 Years, The Riddle, Chances, and many, many more. To purchase tour tickets or watch the video for OK and to keep up with all things John and Five for Fighting, visit 5forfighting.com and follow him on his social media channels. I hope you've got bouquets of daffodils or tulips on your kitchen table or on your desk. I hope you're taking a moment or two each day to look up from your task to marvel in a bit of blue sky. I hope you're watching the robin's song and it's making its way deep into your heart. Spring is marvelous, and I am so fortunate to be able to share springtime with you. Thanks for listening to today's episode with John Ondrasik and for hanging out with me in the evening on my radio program and for letting me be a part of your lives. It's a splendid time to go enjoy the spring and take some time to love someone.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.